Three thoughts for success. Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey guys, Randy back with another episode. I told you last time I might not have one this week because I'm the week of my tribal event, which is 5 days, 15-hour days of just creative energy working with brilliant people. But before I get into that tomorrow, I just wanted to do one quick episode for you here on three thoughts about success. The number one is your subconscious mind works in direct proportion to your faith. This is all about expectations. When you expect to be healthy, you have a higher degree of health. When you expect to be happy, you're a happier person. When you expect to be wealthy, successful, you reach higher levels of wealth and success. So the idea here is you need to increase your expectations. And you do that by expanding your consciousness. Reading Architectural Digest magazine to dream of your beautiful next home, reading the Robb Report to dream of your next luxury automobile you'd like to get. Just expanding that window, you see the world, creating a dream board with the images of things you want to do, have, and become. And of course, who you're hanging with. Are you surrounding yourself with people who are dreamers, who are builders, who are achievers that pull you up to a higher version of yourself? The second thought is any thought held in mind is taken over by the subconscious mind. So if you have that thought of becoming more successful, of writing a epic opera that is celebrated around the world, or taking your company public and becoming a billionaire, or starting a nonprofit that is going to eliminate poverty in Africa, or whatever your bold, daring, imaginative thing, if you hold that thought in mind, it's going to enter your subconscious mind. Key thing there is we know subconscious mind doesn't debate, doesn't argue, doesn't question. It just does what it's programmed to do. And number three, y más importante, you have complete control over your thoughts. So that's what ties it all together. Remember, there's all kind of media and social media and people around you and everything who want to control your thoughts. They want to lead you to think about what you're thinking about. But you have always the ability to rise above that, to become the thinker of the thought and choose the thoughts you hold in mind, which causes your subconscious mind to act, which creates the kind of life you want to have. Think about that. You can control your thoughts, and your thoughts will direct the rest of your life. All right, go out and have an amazing day. Love you guys. Peace. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please. And practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.